Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
One of my memories as a small child when we were visiting relatives' farms in County Cork was I was absolutely terrified of the slurry pit, and rightly so. I wouldn't have gone within hundreds of feet of the thing. But sadly, there are accidents on farms every year, and especially those involving children. And, you know, maybe lots of people are going on summer holidays and you're travelling around the country, you're visiting relatives like I used to, or you're on a farm, you're living on a farm. Well, it's Farm Safety Week, and it's all about that. It's just reminding us how to stay safe on farms. And to talk to us about it, we have Alma Jordan, who is from agrikids.ie. Farms are fantastic places, Alma. I used to love my summers down, as I said, on my cousin's farm in County Cork, but they can also be dangerous environments. What was the first thing that wanted you to raise awareness around farm safety?
Well, good morning, Wendy. My story actually goes back to 2014. I was sitting on the sofa. I was the mother of a two-year-old, and I grew up on a farm in Kildare, and we were living on a farm. I'm just outside Drogheda, and an alert came onto my phone to say a child had been killed on their family farm. And of course, I immediately went, oh, that's absolutely dreadful. Those poor people, I hope they'll be okay. Do they have people around them to support them? And a few days later, another alert came in and another child had been killed. And that really stopped me, because I went, there we have two families who were going about their day-to-day business, and this unmeasurable tragedy had just come upon them. And I realised that, you know, we could be next. There was nothing to say that we were safer or anyway different. So I began to create conversations around safety on our own farm, and by, you know, talking to my husband about what was coming up that particular day or that particular week. Was it a good time to visit? Did we need to stay away? You know, had he done the necessary checks and maintenance, you know, to protect himself? And I realized that I needed to educate myself more on this topic, which I did. And that's where I realized that the resources that were made available in terms of safety for my husband and for our farmers, they didn't really speak to me, and that we had a major opportunity to involve more people in this conversation. And I created resources then that were family-friendly, child-centric, because I saw children as this fantastic way to, you know, bring us all together. They're in classrooms, they're in our homes, they're in our communities. And if I shared the message of safety in a way that was fun and engaging, but highly educational, it could find itself in our schools, it could find ourselves in our communities. And that's really where the ethos to engage, educate and empower came about, because I wanted our children to be empowered to be ambassadors for safety. So through storybooks, through digital resources games, and more recently through workshops, I've been able to get this message out there to an audience that is not only incredibly vulnerable, but very, very valuable with regards to making sure this message gets home.
And tell us a little bit about some of the parts of that message, Alma, that you're trying to get across, especially for those who, you know, didn't grow up on a farm like you did or aren't familiar. What do we need to be mindful of and look out for, especially?
Well, a lot of people don't know, but a farm is the most dangerous workplace, and it has been. It has had that unadmirable title for quite a number of years, and there's not a many workplaces out there that you can be kicked, you can be crushed, you can be poisoned, you can be drowned, and for so many of us, we call that home. So it's about creating, and that's really where the complexity on this issue is. We are trying to create a home, but also remind people that there's a very dangerous workplace just a few feet away, as it is for so many people. So for those people and families living on our farms, I try to explain the fact that, you know, when it comes to, you know, your children being involved in the day-to-day farm life, which many of us were and are, keep the jobs age appropriate. You know, making sure that they're not exposed to any unnecessary risk or danger. And that really, for me, starts with machinery. You know, we all too often see children underage being given far too much access to machinery. And the tractor that I grew up with and the machinery that I would have been exposed to as a young child is worlds away from the machinery that we are using on our farms now. They're bigger, they're far more scaled, they're far faster, far more powerful. You know, you're 16 years of age, you cannot drive a car legally on the road, but you can operate a 30-ton tractor and trailer. Now, for many people, that seems absolutely crazy. And for those of us not working on farms, it actually is. But I understand that, you know, this goes back to a certain history around farming and the fact that, you know, farm children were, you know, expected to work with on the farm. But I think we need to really, you know, as part of this Farm Safety Week and all the weeks that are to come, this is an area that we really need to look at to make sure that we are equipping our future tractor drivers with the necessary skills to handle the scale of machinery carefully. For those people maybe not familiar with farm life, if you do find yourself on a farm, which can happen, I have many cousins coming onto our farm, it's really about re-establishing the rules within your own family, reminding your own children, listen, when they are here, they are not as aware of the day-to-day farm life that you are. Be careful, be mindful, and don't visit the farm when it's busy. And on our own farm here, we have a tillage farm, so that means we're going to be cutting corn and barley and oats very, very soon, unless the rain doesn't stop. But anyway, we are, and that means heavy machinery is going to be on the go and in full use. And because we've had so much rain, there's a little bit more stress. There's a little bit more anxiety on our farmers now, and the, you know, the want to get that job done has never been more intense.
Well, just really good advice given to parents this morning. Thanks, Alma, for joining us today. That was Alma Jordan from agrikids.ie, and Alma has a dedicated Farm Safety Week page, and you can learn more about her work and also the Farm Accident Support Network at embracefarm.com as well.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.